Welcome to Monterey Bay This Week from KAZU News. It's Saturday, December 27th. I'm Ngozi Cole. A multi-agency search has been suspended for a missing swimmer, identified as Erica Fox, 55, of Monterey County. She was last seen on Sunday, December 21st, at Lovers Point Beach in Pacific Grove. During the search, some nearby beaches were closed from Sunday through Tuesday. In other local news this week, a UC Santa Cruz program dedicated to preserving community history is ending just 3 years after its debut. KAZU's Elena Nilsax has that update.
In 2022, UC Santa Cruz became the first campus in the UC system to hire a dedicated community archivist, a person charged with helping to preserve community history in Santa Cruz County. But in late November, the university quietly announced it would discontinue the community archiving program in early 2026 due to the, quote, current campus budget crisis.
I don't think it's malicious, but it's definitely not well thought out.
Steve McKay is the faculty director for the Center for Labor and Community at UCSC. He thinks the decision to end the program is short-sighted and a betrayal of trust.
There's not always a lot of stuff we can brag about our university to the community, and this was one of them, I have to say. And so for them to pull the plug without any discussion with any of the stakeholders was hurtful.
In a report from a 2022 listening tour ahead of the program's debut, a respondent said, quote, "You get one chance with community groups, one chance to make a good impression."
Those first few years, it's not about the output. It's the trust building. And that's just basically where we work. Just as you're building that trust, then the program's gone.
When asked about the critique that ending the program just a few years after it began harms community trust, university spokesperson Scott Hernandez-Jason did not respond directly. Instead, he wrote in an email that the university remains proud of the program's work and will continue to steward the community archives in its care. A petition to save the program garnered more than 800 signatures, but the university has not changed its plans.
That was Elena Nilsax. For college students who are parents, the holidays may bring additional financial challenges. At Cal State Monterey Bay, the fourth annual gift drive can help. KAZU's Allison Erisman reports.
On a cold Friday morning, two Cal State Monterey Bay students sort through piles of donated books for a holiday gift drive benefiting parents enrolled in the university.
Those are ones we still have to go through. So we have those boxes we have to go through, and then we're going to pick some more from the library today.
That was Piper Ellison, a liberal studies major helping out with the drive. This is the first time the College of Education is collecting and adding books to the presents. She says getting these books in the hands of children encourages a passion for reading.
We got quite a few books this year, and we're very, very happy with the turnout for that.
Now in its fourth year, the drive is led by Daisy Moore, CSUMB's Basic Needs Care Coordinator. She says the goal is to sponsor 100 families after supporting 57 last year. That's up from 12 the first year. This time around, Moore got to planning early to spread the word across campus.
This year we started advertising and recruiting wish lists in November 1st, and then connecting those wish lists with staff and faculty so that they had the opportunity to shop, Black Friday sales or whatnot.
Students are welcome to participate in the gifting, but Moore says the focus is on staff and faculty. That's because she says she doesn't love the idea of students spending on other students. So what did children of CSUMB students wish for this year? Craft supplies and Spider-Man topped many lists. But one pop culture phenomenon in particular was especially coveted.
K-pop Demon Hunters was a big request.
Besides toys, parents are asked to list items for the whole family that will make the holiday season less stressful. Household necessities like laundry soap and gas cards are among the most frequent requests. Moore says one of the biggest challenges is finding the students they want to help.
But yeah, like people that we really want to reach, we just can't figure out how to contact them in a way that they'll actually read that email or check that Instagram post.
To broaden their reach, Basic Needs is partnering with the financial aid office. That way, they could send emails to all students who listed dependents on their financial aid forms. That's not a guarantee they're parents, but it's a good guess. Moore says last year, about 600 CSUMB students claimed dependents. And with recent cuts to federal government programs, families are experiencing added financial hardships. Eris Elder is a parenting student who transferred to CSUMB this semester. She relies on programs such as cash aid and SNAP or food stamps.
And because of that, like, holidays can be really rough.
But knowing presents will be under the tree for her 3-year-old daughter is a huge relief.
Being able to, like, say Santa's coming and have something for her to open. So this was pretty special for us.
Elder ran a parenting student support group at her community college. She says resources were slim and toy drives were out of the picture. Since coming to CSUMB, she notices a huge difference in the support for the holidays and year-round. Responses like this motivate Moore to continue developing the drive.
Last year, some parents would get very teary-eyed when they opened their gifts and realized the amount of support and care that the institution was able to support.
Moore wants the drive to serve as a reminder for student parents that CSUMB cares and that the school sees them. She estimates that at least 200 kids will open gifts from this year's drive. She hopes to offer even more toys and gifts next year. It's the best time of the year.
That was Allison Erzman, and that's all for Monterey Bay this week. This episode was produced by me, Ngozi Cole. It was reported by me, Elena Nilsacks, and Allison Erzman. Our editor is Erin Malsbury. We'll be back with more local news next year. Have a great weekend and happy holidays.